People often rail against modern technology, but commentator Malcolm McKinnon revels in the little beacons that fill his home.
I often prowl around the house in the middle of the night. I don't turn on the lights. I prefer to let my dark-adapted eyes find the way. I don't see the stars, but I do see points of light. They are everywhere in our home, and the number grows each time we buy a new gizmo or replace a broken one with the latest model. The digital alarm clock and the electric blanket pass me on to the VCR. The old VCR that used to flash 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, to tell the world it didn't know what time it was, wore itself out and has been replaced by a new one with four tiny dashes that deliver the same message. The fax machine has a couple of steady green lights, and a flashing one I can only interpret as, "Let's fax." The disk access lights on the computer flash green now and then for a nanosecond and remind me how fast things can happen in a computer. As I go down the stairs, the motion detector detects me and gives me three or four blinks of its little red eye, reassuring to me, but frightening, I hope, to an intruder. The kitchen is a festival of lights. The microwave, the coffee maker, the new dishwasher with a red light to tell us it's washed the dishes, and another to tell us it's dried them. The portable phone cradle with a green light for power and a red light for charging. A green light on the stereo waiting for a signal from the remote control. And when I open the refrigerator door, the light inside comes on, a technological marvel of an earlier age. In the 1,000 diodes that guide us through our darkened home are the eyes of a web of technology that surrounds us and never sleeps.
Malcolm McKinnon is a retired insurance executive. He comes to us by way of New Hampshire Public Radio.